Thank you. Yes. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I would like to actually just say, you have a Ferrero Rocher in front of you. I had a bit of a big birthday while we were in on our summer break, so I couldn't actually divide the cake into 54 pieces. So you have got a Ferrero Rocher to enjoy. Okay? Thank you. Right, we will proceed now, if you don't mind. And I would like to welcome the Honorary Alderman Shields to my left and Councillor Richard Huddlestone to his first meeting. I would also like to remind councillors that the other people attending the meeting that the fire exits are to the rear and the side of the room. There are no fire alarms tested planned for this evening. Could I also ask that everyone turn off their mobile phones or switch them on to silence so that the meeting isn't disturbed? Thank you. As many of you will be aware, former Mayor Ida Thirlsby and former Councillor Tony Kershaw and Penny Yaffe died recently. Very sad. Ida was the Mayor of Charnwood in 1998-99 and a borough councillor over 17 years from 1986 to 2003. Tony served as a borough councillor for 20 years as a county councillor and as a county councillor. Penny was a borough councillor for 16 years, during part of which she served as deputy leader of the council. I would like to offer our condolences to their families and friends and ask councillors to stand for a minute of silence in their memory. Thank you. Please be seated. The Council has also been informed of resignations of Councillor Maynard Smith and Councillor Williams. This is sad news of another sort, as both were hard-working councillors. I will now ask my chaplain, Reverend David Owen, to say some prayers. David.
Father, this evening we give thanks that we live in a beautiful, peaceful part of the world where we are usually safe from natural disasters. We pause to spare a thought for all those who have suffered because of natural disasters, those in India, Bangladesh, Texas, Louisiana, and the Yemen. We pray for all who suffer and for those who seek to relieve their suffering. We also pause to think of those who suffer because of conflict. Again, we think of the people of the Yemen, but also the potential crisis that could result from the actions of the leaders of North Korea. We acknowledge that conflict is often the result of people believing that they are right, and everyone who disagrees with them is wrong. We give thanks that our democracy champions a more inclusive approach to debate, where we respect the views of others, even those we disagree with, where we acknowledge that while we often passionately believe what we believe, we also understand that other points of view make sense to those who stand for them. Help us in all our discussions and debates to seek to find a way forward that is in the best interests of those who have given us the privilege of serving this community by electing us to the positions we hold. And so bless this meeting. Amen.
Item 1. Apologies have been received from councillors Bevington, Bentley, Gaskell, Radford, Hampson, and from Honorary Alderman Bush and Stott. If councillors have any other apologies, please press your button to indicate. Item 2. Disclosure of pecuniary and personal interest. I call on the Chief Exec to report on disclosures of interest in the business to be considered in this evening, in this meeting, which have already been made by councillors. Chief Exec.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I've received no disclosures.
Councillors, please indicate by pressing your button whether you have any other interest to disclose in the business to be considered at this evening's meeting. Item 3, minutes. There are two sets of minutes to approve, and the Council will need to vote on each separately. I move that the minutes of the extraordinary meeting of the Council held on the 26th of June 2017 to be confirmed. Deputy Mayor.
I second this, Madam Mayor.
I am now putting the motion to the vote. Could I see all those in favour? All those against? Any abstentions? We have got one abstention. All other members are actually in favour. Yes? Yes? Thank you. I now move the minutes of the ordinary meeting of the Council held on the 26th of June 2017 to be confirmed and signed.
I second this, Madam Mayor.
I am now putting the motion to the vote. Could I see all those in favour? Anybody against? Any abstentions? One abstention. One. We have got one abstention. Thank you. We will move along to item 4, announcements. 4.1, Mayor's announcements. I would like to remind councillors that I will be holding my civic service on Sunday the 10th of September at Holy Trinity Church, Barrow-upon-Soar, commencing at 10:30 a.m. I would also like to remind councillors that I will be hosting a charity dinner on Saturday the 30th of September at the Carillion Rooms, Loughborough, for which all councillors have been sent an invitation. Thank you. I call on the leader to make his announcements.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. But first of all, on behalf of councillors, can I thank you for this small gift on our table and wish you a belated happy birthday. I would also like to echo your comments made at the start of the meeting regarding the recent deaths of Ida, Penny and Tony. I attended Tony's funeral this morning and was able to pass on condolences on behalf of all councillors to his family. I would also like to welcome Councillor Hudson to his first council meeting. I wish him an enjoyable and productive provide him with in his new role.
Item 4.3. I call on the Chief Exec to make his announcements.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Madam Mayor, I'd like to inform councillors and the public that over the next couple of months, arrangements will be introduced to make sound recordings of all council meetings that are open to the public. That would include cabinet, scrutiny committees and regulatory committee meetings. And that these recordings will be made available on the council's website. This is already the case for meetings of the council and for the plans committee. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Item 5, petitions. Are there any petitions to be presented? Okay. Yes.
Mayor, yes, I have a petition on behalf of my residents I've been asked to present, so I shall bring it up.
The petition will be considered and responded to in accordance with the council petition scheme. Item 6. Item 6.1. Amendment to the council's constitution procedure for referring minutes to full council. You will see this on page C1 of your actual council agenda. I call on Councillor Muir to propose this item.
Mayor, for the reasons set out on page C1 of the agenda, I move that the Council's constitution be amended such that the provision to make reference to the minutes of scrutiny bodies at full Council, in brackets full Council procedures 9.11, brackets B, close brackets, is extended to include the minutes of the performance scrutiny panel and the policy scrutiny group. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Have we got a seconder?
Thank you.
Councillor Gerrard, are you reserving your... Can I have clarity whether you're reserving your right to speak now or after the debate?
I don't think I wish to speak, Madam Mayor. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. If any councillor would like to speak, please press their button. Okay. I now call, seeing that nobody has pressed the button and wishes to speak, I now call on Councillor Meir to sum up.
Thank you.
I am now putting the motion to the vote. Could I see all those in favour? Anybody against? Anybody abstaining? The vote is unanimous. 4. Item 6.2, membership of the Independent Remuneration Panel, page D1. I call on Councillor Poland to propose this item.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Madam Mayor, to reflect the membership numbers of other panels across the Council and to reduce the likelihood of a failure to reach an agreed resolution by the panel, I move the membership of the Independent Remuneration, I can't even say that word, panel, be reduced from 4 to 3.
I second that, Madam Mayor, and reserve my right to speak.
If any councillor would like to speak, please press your buttons. No. Would Councillor Taylor like to do her reserve? No. Oh, sorry, I didn't see who.
Councillor Snart.
Oh, Councillor Snart, sorry. Sorry, David.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I've got no problem with the three, but I've just been sitting here and thinking, could the lead member give an information on the area of expertise of the retiring member? And will this be covered by the three remaining? So we've got a full complement right the way through. Thank you.
Nobody else. Okay. Councillor Taylor, would you like to use your reserve rights?
Nothing further to add, Madam Mayor. Thank you.
Councillor Poland, would you like to sum up, please?
Thank you again, Madam Mayor. Councillor Snott, I don't have that information on me now, but what I'll do is I'll ask the officers to go away, have a look at what you've asked for, and then email all members with that information, if that's okay. Beyond that, I have nothing further to add.
I am now putting the motion to the vote. Could I see all those in favour? Those against? Those abstained, anybody abstentions? That, That is unanimous. Thank you. Item 6.3, Local Government and Social Care Ombudsman Annual Review Letter, page E1. I call on Councillor Poland to propose this item.
Madam Mayor, to comply with the guidance from the Local Government and Social Care Ombudsman that the monitoring officer should make members aware of upheld complaints on a periodic basis, I move that the Local Government and Social Care Ombudsman's annual review letter for 2016-17, attached as an appendix to the report of the monitoring officer, and the summary of upheld complaints as set out in Part B of the report, be noted.
I second this, Madam Mayor.
Thank you. If any councillor would like to speak, please press the button. Councillor Mayor.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I'd like to thank the monitoring officer for producing this report. Yes, it's statutory, but it gives us councillors information on areas of where we might have gone wrong. And if the Ombudsman has upheld some complaints, that's an area where the local authority or Charnwood has gone wrong, and we've had to rectify things. And I know we deal with thousands of transactions every year, and this is a small, minute amount. But when I'm reading the document and the two cases, it's very disappointing when one of the cases refers to somebody who is homeless, and at a very desperate time, we failed them at that moment in time. And it's really, really distressing that. And I think we should hold our hands up and say sorry, as was done, but we should also learn from that and to make sure that we don't repeat those kind of mistakes. In the NHS, they have what's called zero events, events that should never happen. And I think this is kind of what should be here at Charnwood. We should have zero events where if somebody is in danger of becoming homeless and we are the last port of call for them for shelter for that night, our staff should be treating those people with the utmost care and respect and dignity. And I think on this one occasion, we failed them. That's the point I just wanted to make. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Councillor Seaton, would you like to use your reserved rights? Thank you. Councillor Poland, would you like to sum up? Councillor Poland, would you like to sum up, please? Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Mayor, and thank you, Councillor Mir, for your comments as well. I'd agree, we should be striving for right first time every time. He's right in also saying that we deal with thousands of interactions, if you like, on an annual basis. And we deal with the vast, vast majority of those in a positive positive fashion. Clearly, in these two cases, mistakes were made, and it's right that they were highlighted. But actually, it's good to see that the council acknowledged that, apologised, and the ombudsman was happy with the response that we did. So, absolutely, we will strive for zero issues going forward. But in a imperfect world, that's obviously not always possible. We will. It's about picking up and learning, and absolutely right. And we'll take your comments on board.
I am now putting the motion to the vote. Could I see all those in favour? Those against? Any abstentions? That's unanimous. Thank you. Item 7, call-in reference. There are no call-in reference from the scrutiny. Item 8, position statement. No requests for position statements have been received. Item 9, motions on notice, page F1. I call on Councillor Bradshaw to propose her motion.
Madam Mayor, I move that recognising the challenge of meeting the need for rented family accommodation, the cost of providing such accommodation from scratch, and the time this takes, the difficulties that sometimes occur with former council properties occupied by students, the requirement that owners of properties bought under right-to-buy legislation since January 2005 must, if the property is offered for sale within 10 years of the original purchase, offer the property back to the council, that this council should seek, wherever possible, to buy back student-occupied former council properties and return them to the council housing stock.
Councillor Harris.
In this, Madam Mayor.
Your rights to... Are you going to,
no. I have no right.
May I ask Councillor Mercer, please, to speak to the motion.
Which way first? I thought it was myself to speak.
Just hold on a second. I will do clarity on this. According to my officer on my right, that should have actually been done when you actually proposed it and that. But we will, at this moment, we will actually allow it, OK, if you want to speak to it, OK?
Yes, please. I put this motion to you all tonight and hope that you will fully support it, as it can improve the lives of many residents all over our borough. For me, this motion is all about e-motion. I've received figures from the council in response to my question later tonight, which shows that there are far too many people on the house waiting list, 2,618 in fact, and therefore something needs to be done to reduce these figures. You have to remember that included in these figures are families, children, the elderly and relatives. Can I ask you for just one moment to think about your own situation in life? Many of us here have a comfortable house and roof over our heads for our families and those close and loved by us. Just imagine for 1 minute, please, just close your eyes and picture your present situation changed, needing somewhere to live to bring up your families. I'm sure you all have an elderly relative who is most dear to you. Would you like them having to wait on this long housing list? Would you yourselves, along with your families, like to be waiting for a house? I know I certainly wouldn't, and therefore we must seek to change this situation. And this is why I respectfully request all of you here tonight to support me in this motion. Being given the option and therefore to actively seek to buy back former student-occupied properties would most definitely help and alleviate the suffering and misery of many of the residents in our borough. From the figures provided, it clearly proves that there is a need to get more houses back into the council housing stock. And if I may at this point, as I feel it's pertinent to ask, how many times has the council actually acted on the 2005 regulation and bought back student-occupied former council properties? Visiting residents on my ward, I constantly get told how their community has changed over the years, i.e. affordable rented accommodation for families. For many families, they are now not able to live close to each other, which they used to do. The benefits are many, include, for example, things like being able to babysit and care for others. Buying back more former rented student-occupied properties would build communities and not divide them. I'm sure that you all agree and truly feel where I'm coming from with this motion. It's a case of being empathic. Just put yourself in their shoes and see the world through their eyes. To conclude, and in supporting this motion tonight, this council will need to look at how this...
30 seconds.
Now, I would suggest, for example, to begin with some kind of working group to look at the practicalities, the ways to do it. It would need to go through scrutiny, funding would need to be discussed, and findings reported back to council in 12 months. Thank you for listening, and I look forward to you all voting in favour now and moving forward together to really enhancing the lives of our residents. Thank you.
I now call on Councillor Mercer to respond.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. When we look at repurchasing any council property, which we have the option to after 10 years, we have four factors to consider. The first is whether we have the money, whether we have the capital funds. The second is whether there is a demand for that particular property. A lot of the properties are simply one-bedroom flats, which are not appropriate for a family. The third factor is the additional cost to bring them up to decent home standard. And finally, whether it represents value for money. There's no point in buying a property for £160,000 when we could buy an identical property for £110,000. So there are the four criteria. And I think it would be highly inappropriate to ignore those four factors simply to acquire a property simply because it's occupied by a student or a group of students. In practical terms, it's also not workable. In the past 16 months, we've only had 11 properties that have actually met this criteria, and not one of them has actually met our criteria for what we want, which is a two-bedroomed house. So what Councillor Bradshaw is in effect saying is that the money that we should be using to house people should in fact be used to buy properties simply because they're students. But, Madam Mayor, in the interests of openness and democracy, what I would like to propose is that we give Councillor Bradshaw the opportunity to have this matter discussed in Cabinet. And I'd like to propose that the motion is referred to Cabinet under full Cabinet procedure 912F, I think it is, setting out the key legal, financial, service and corporate implications of this proposal. So I'm not suggesting we should reject it, even though I think it's unworkable. I'm proposing that it should be considered by Cabinet, and Councillor Bradshaw can come along and see what the deeper reasons for not going along this route are. Thank you. That's a proposal.
Right. As Councillor Mercer has said, this is an executive function. This is not a matter for a decision by the Council. Should Councillors wish this matter to receive further consideration, it would need to be referred back to Cabinet. Could I therefore see all those in favour of referring this motion back to Cabinet? Second. Can we have a second? No. No, just hang on a minute, guys. No. My officer said it doesn't need a second or a den because it's an executive decision. Okay, thank you. There's a motion on notice. Can we have all those in favour then, please? Anybody against? Any abstentions? That's unanimous to go back to Cabinet. Thank you. Questions on notice. As a quick reminder, the questions that councillors have submitted and the answers to them are on the orange sheets. I will call on those councillors who have indicated that they wish to ask a supplementary question or make a statement. They will have 2 minutes to ask their supplementary question and or make their statement, and the councillors responding will also be able to speak for up to 2 minutes. Item 10.1, levels of policing in rural communities. Could Councillor Snart, would you like to ask your supplementary question or make your statement? Could Councillor... Right, thank you.
Madam Mayor, I thank the Leader for his response. Firstly, I believe most residents under the pressure of local police areas are under with the current financial constraints. I have recently made good communication links with the local police commander, indeed the public meeting he has arranged. That said, in my view, I see this as an important issue, which is about delivering the police and crime plan within rural areas. Therefore, I am still of the opinion this item should be addressed by the public scrutiny of part of the police and crime panel's agenda. With this view of supporting and challenging the police and crime commissioner as a critical friend, I understand there is a procedure to submit questions and that related to the strategic function of the PCC. Short term, it may be an operational function that should be taken up with the Chief Constable. I am increasingly worried about the level of concerns raised by my local parish councils, neighbourhood watch groups and residents about this situation and the ability of police to respond to the many areas of rural crime and road traffic accidents. This also includes crime committed within the farming community, manifesting in poor communication links and response to incidents. Charnwood West Police Area, which is also within the Leaders' Ward, has seen a marked increase in crime. I understand incidents up to 74% in May compared to May last year, with a very low percentage of offenders sent to court.
30 seconds,
the majority stating no suspects identified. Madam Mayor, After reflecting on the leader's reply, I am still of the opinion that this item should be raised at the police and crime panel, with the leader reporting back to the future council meeting. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Slater, do you wish to respond?
Thank you, Councillor Snart, for the question. I am of the opinion that there is a degree of urgency about this, so I will be writing to the Chief Constable regarding operational matters around your question. And I will also be writing to the Police and Crime Commissioner asking him to address the strategy of it as soon as he can, and certainly in his next Police and Crime Plan. I accept that you want to have it discussed at the Police and Crime Panel meetings, so I will work with Councillor Snart to frame a question to the Police and Crime Panel that has to be in for September the 12th, which gives us a few days, so I'd invite Councillor Snart to contact me afterwards to make a meeting when we can discuss the style and detail of his question.
Thank you, Councillor Slater. Councillor Smithwick, would you like to ask your supplementary question or make your statement?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I would prefer to make a statement. Thank you, Lead, for this response. But I note with interest the points raised and delighted that our officers never have problems getting queries addressed. Sadly, residents and many councillors do not fare quite as well. However, I understand some of the difficulties and would also like to comment on the word most, which I found a little worrying. But as there is a project in hand, it would just be helpful to have a target date of when it's likely to be completed. Thank you.
Thank you. Would Councillor Fryer wish to respond?
Mayor, thank you very much, Councillor Smithwick, for your question and also for your statement. I will take this forward with the officers and we will work on a target date that can be met. I don't believe in setting target dates that are impossible to meet, so it's got to be realistic. And I will let all councillors know of the target date. When it says a vast majority of something, and most are, there are on certain properties, particularly what you're talking about is sort of this furniture, benches, etc. In some properties that are owned by the council, I understand sometimes like memorial benches are put up that not necessarily come through the correct things with open spaces. And some of them are quite old and they take quite a lot of mapping out. But as you can see, we have got a project on this to get it all mapped out and done. Councillors will also probably notice that there are some bus stops, for example, on Southfield Road, where there is no bus route. These are all on hand now to be removed and all changed into something else. So that's also in hand. We're discussing with the people who own the bus shelters what to do with them and where to go. If there is no bus route, we do not need a bus shelter. Thank you very much, though.
Thank you, Councillor Fryer. Item 10.3, application for house to flat conversion. Councillor Parton, would you like to ask your supplementary question or make your statement?
Challenge. Our client wishes to convert their house into four flats, renting each flat at £600 per month. That's £2,400 a month and £28,800 a year. What will you do with your £28,800? So says one of the many architects who are now specialising in converting family houses into flats. Now, since 2015, due to the tenacity of residents, the robust council HMO SPD and a focus by Councillor Mercer and myself, Southfield's ward has seen nearly all HMO applications refused. But now a new threat to community balance. Landlords have their new plan, and this occurrence is spreading at an ever faster rate. Burley, William, Frederick, Forest and Radmore Road so far have all been chosen by developers. And the problem, the point X, is this. Would these beautiful Victorian houses ever return to their original use? What chance of a family home again? An escalating vogue will quickly become a precedent. And to finish, a plea from a Southfields resident of ours. Presumably, the local plan was created to protect the fabric of the communities in its ward. Why then, as residents, are we having to fight to enforce it? Would it not be better to outline to the owner of House X what uses the property could have within the local plan? The owner is clearly desperate to carve up the building, causing us
Councillor Partney,
continue
30
fighting
seconds
for something we should be protected against.
Councillor Vardy, do you wish to respond?
I thank you, Madam Mayor, and thank you, Councillor Parton, for your question, or statement, rather. I'd a job picking out an actual question from what you've just said. You've already mentioned that the fact that you've stood this and in studios to the, and I brought one a copy with me, to this Council's supplementary planning document that was went through Cabinet earlier this year. And all the issues that you've raised this evening are covered in that very document. And it gets a bit challenging for any council or authority to start to dictate to private landlords how, when, where, how much they should make on their properties. So, thank you. I know that it's an emotive subject in parts of Loughborough, and that you've been assured in the past that office planning officers and other departments have been steadfast in trying to support, within the terms of the rules, regulations that they're permitted to, the dealing with this matter. So, thank you.
Thank you. Item 10.4, Adoption and Management of Open Spaces. Councillor Bradshaw, would you like to ask your supplementary question or make your statement?
I'd like to thank the lead member for the reply. You say developers are not required to offer open spaces for adoption. For years it's been assumed that parks and playgrounds would be adopted by the Borough Council or a parish council. Are you saying that practice hasn't changed in Charnwood?
Councillor Fryer, would you like to respond?
Thank you also, Councillor Bradshaw. I think over the last two or three years I've had this question in different formats two or three times. Your supplementary question is, I understand that in the past it used to be handled over to town or parish councils, and have we moved away from that? I've now been a councillor on this council since 2003, and we haven't changed our plans. I mean, you know, we've stuck strictly to our open spaces strategy. Developers have the choice whether they want to offer it, and as far as I'm aware, that's what was in place when I first came as a councillor. We cannot force them to give it to the council. We cannot force it to give them to anywhere else. There is also possibility that, and this covers the whole borough, this isn't just Loughborough-based, because a lot of the developments are taken outside the borough where there is open spaces that have yet to be offered to parish and town councils. I know from my own ward. The problem we also have is that it has to come with a commuted sum to cover the maintenance for up to 5 years. And if it's handed over too late, like 9 years and 8 months after the playing fields were opened or play area, and the lifespan of the play equipment is 11 years, the councils can be ended up with a lot of money problems. But we can't make it. I will take your question back. As far as I'm aware, there is no change in our policies, and it's under as it is in the answer. But I will ask that if it was previously done, and have we changed our plans? I don't think we have, though. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Farr. Item 10.5, housing waiting lists. Councillor Bradshaw, would you like to ask your supplementary question or make your statement?
Thank you for the reply. Looking over the figures, it can be seen that there are a lot of people in Charnwood on the waiting list, as I said earlier, over 2,618 in fact. Therefore, I would ask Charnwood Borough Council what it's going to do to considerably reduce this number, which in my opinion is already too high. I would not like to think that if I ask the same question in September 2018, a year hence, that these figures remain the same. Thank you.
Councillor Mercer, would you like to respond?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. If you'd asked that question in Leicester, you'd have found the figure was four times as high. It's also exactly the same to within two that it was in 2012, when it was 2,616. And in 2013, it rose to 3,438. And at that point, a review of the waiting list was carried out, and people were asked to re-register, and the number dropped. The number dropped to 1,411. So, in fact, the housing waiting list only indicates the number of people who have, at some stage in the past, put their name on the waiting list. I put my name on the waiting list for Charnwood Borough Garage in Lockup Garage in 1988, and I'd completely forgotten I was on the list when I had a message in 2003, 15 years later, saying they'd finally found me a garage. The key thing here is that we are under pressure. Affordable houses are more difficult to find. Homelessness is increasing. Students are competing for homes. There have been delay in new builds. And right to buy does eat away at the housing stock. But for me, the key figure is actually the social housing stock that we have. And that's the number of houses and flats that Charnwood owns and are owned by our 16 registered providers. And if you look at that figure, it's actually been rising. In 2012, it was 8,470, and now it's risen to 8,989. The simple fact is, yeah, of course there's always going to be a waiting list, but in the last quarter, no family has been in temporary accommodation for more than 6 weeks, and no 16 to 17-year-olds have been in bed and breakfast accommodation. It will always be a problem, but it's one I think we are on top of. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Mercer. Item 10.6, licensing of landlords. Councillor Forrest, would you like to ask your supplementary question or make your statement?
Madam Mayor.
First of all, I would like to thank the lead member for the response, but I have to say I think it is an inadequate response to the problems that are faced by many people in Loughborough who have to live with the enormous amount of rented property that we have. I'm disappointed with the reply. I would like to refer you to one sentence in it, that the Cabinet is going to take into consideration the evidence gathered to date. Well, I hope that this is a reference to the panel chaired by Councillor Duke some 2 to 3 years ago. Sorry, Ron. And I have to say, I think this was one of the finest pieces of work by a panel that was ever presented to Charnwood Borough Council. 15 recommendations from that panel were made to Cabinet, and not one of them has been implemented. That is disgraceful. If those recommendations had been implemented, we would not be in the sorry position that we are today. There is going to be another report to Cabinet. There is no date. We have no indication of when this is going to be.
30 seconds, Councillor.
And I have to say, is this going to be another report for the Cabinet to ignore? And I have to say, finally, and I don't make any disparaging marks towards any individual council, if this was happening in Quorn, in Swithland, in the Reek villages, it would have been dealt with long ago. And I know that the places I've referred to are all represented by very decent and very committed councillors. But this is an issue facing Loughborough and it must be resolved.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. Councillor Mercer, do you wish to respond?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. As I said, I'm currently awaiting a report from the officers about the feasibility of introducing an additional or selective licensing scheme. And under Section 80 of the 2004 Housing Act, we are legally obliged to consider any other course of action that might provide an effective method of achieving these objectives. It's not something that we can simply conjure up. We've got to go through a number of processes before we do it. And one of those processes is we are actually doing a consultation. And I was asked by Cabinet to get a group of Loughborough councillors together, and I was specifically asked that it included Labour councillors. I emailed Councillor Meir on the 3rd of March. That's 186 days ago. I'm still awaiting his response. When he responds, we can get that group together. In fact, I reminded him more recently, and I'm still yet to hear, when we've got that group together, we can do that consultation exercise. That consultation will provide the evidence that we need to make this decision. Most landlords in Loughborough are responsible, and it's only a minority we're talking about. They're diligent and they care for their tenants, but it's this small minority who ignore their obligations and unknowingly rent out unsafe and crowded accommodation. It's these landlords who are really criminals, and they're exploiting vulnerable tenants, and in some cases I believe they're probably linked to organised crime and certainly human trafficking. They're the problem ones that we need to deal with, and hopefully if we get this process right, we can address this problem. And if I can have the cooperation of the Labour group, we can get it done a little bit quicker. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Mercer. Item 11, minute references. There are no minute references. Item 12, urgent executive decision exempt from call-in. There are no urgent cabinet, no urgent cabinet or officers' decision that were exempt from call-in. Item 13, change to membership of the Cabinet, page G1. This is a report to inform the Council of changes to the membership of the Cabinet. If any councillor would like to ask a question on this item, please indicate your wish to do so by pressing your button. Thank you. There's obviously no answer. Thank you. Item 14, appointments to committee, page H1. Councillors, please note that there is a supplementary report for this item, which is printed on the pink sheet. I call on Councillor Slater to propose this item.
Madam Mayor, I move that the changes to the committee appointments set out in the supplementary report to the Chief Executive be approved. And whilst casting my eyes down it, Madam Mayor, I see there's been one small omission. There is a change to the Plans Committee, and that is Councillor Dukes to come off the Plans Committee and Councillor Gaskell to go on to it. To be fair to Michael, I did tell him rather late, so I may have been too late to get it in writing, but I'd like it included in these recommendations.
Okay, I've spoken to the officer, that's fine. May I have a seconder, Councillor Meir?
I second this, Madam.
If any councillors would like to speak, please press your buttons. I call on Councillor Slater to sum up. I am now putting the motion to the vote. Could I see all those in favour? Those against? Any abstentions? One. Yeah, thank you. The result is one abstention and the remainder four. Thank you. Yes. Right. Yeah. Okay. Item 15. Have I got that? Why? Any proposal? Yes. Please. Yes. Mm-hmm. Right. I think I've done something wrong. On the bottom of item 14, are there any other proposals to make changes to appointments to committees? Very remiss of me to not ask that. Okay. Thank you. This has now come to the closure of business. The next council meeting is on Monday, the 6th of November, 2017, and the deadline for questions on notice and motions on notion for consideration at that meeting is Monday, the 30th of October, 2017, at noon. Thank you. I now close our meeting. Thank you. Is that all right? I think I made one boob, did I? Two boobs. Three boobs.